This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the government's vision to empower rural India by transforming villages into vibrant centers of growth and opportunity. The Prime Minister highlighted that since 2014, the government has been continuously serving rural India with the priority of providing a dignified life to the people of the villages. He added that the government has launched a campaign to ensure basic amenities in every village. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the gathering after inaugurating Ramin Bharat Mahotsav, which is being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from the 4th to the 9th of January. The theme of this Mahotsav is Building a Resilient Rural India for a Vikasit Bharat 2047. Mr. Modi said his government's intentions, policies and decisions are filling rural India with new energy. He said the Union Cabinet has also approved continuation of the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana for one more year. Mr. Modi also mentioned that to make rural societies self-sufficient, financial assistance of 3 lakh crore rupees have been given to farmers under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan so far. He said over the past decade, the amount of agricultural loans has also been enhanced 3.5 times and MSP has been consistently increased on various crops. Mr. Modi said the government's endeavours, including Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, PM Awas Yojana, Jal Jeevan Mission, are all aimed at the benefit and development of rural areas. India's rural poverty has declined significantly to 4.86% in the financial year 2023-24 compared to 25.7% in 2011-12. According to the State Bank of India's research on the Consumption Expenditure Survey, over the last 12 years, urban poverty has fallen to 4.09% from 13.7%. The SBI's research highlighted that the sharp decline in the rural poverty ratio is due to higher consumption growth in the lowest 0 to 5% decile, along with significant government support. The 3-day-long celebration of Prakash Utsav to mark the 358th birth anniversary of the 10th and last Sikh Guru Gobind Singh Ji began at Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib at Patna in Bihar this morning. The Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib is the birthplace of the founder of the Khalsa Panth, Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Devotees in large numbers from different parts of the country and abroad are reaching Patna Sahib to attend the celebrations. The air quality in Delhi NCR has deteriorated to the very poor category, with an average air quality index AQI of 385 as of 7 a.m. this morning. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in some areas of the city has crossed the severe category mark at 400. Severe cold wave conditions and dense fog have disrupted normal life in various parts of northern India. A dense fog blanketed the region in the early hours today, reducing visibility to zero in several areas and disrupting flight and train operations. World Braille Day is being observed today. The day is observed annually to raise awareness about the importance of Braille as a means of communication for blind and partially sighted people. In tennis, India's Sumit Nagal defeated Alexander Klincharov of New Zealand 1-6, 6-3, 6-1 in the men's singles qualifiers of the ASB Classic tournament in Auckland today. He will be up against Adrien Manarino of France in the final qualifying round tomorrow. In Hockey India League, Shachirar Bengal Tigers are set to play against Delhi SG Pipers at 6 p.m. today. Meanwhile, Hyderabad Tufans will take on Team Gunasekhar in another match at 8:15 p.m. Both the league matches will be played at the Birsa Munda Stadium in Rourkela, Odisha. Indian-American Suhas Subramaniam was sworn into the 119th U.S. Congress as the first Indian-American and South Asian to represent Virginia's 10th Congressional District. Subramaniam becomes the 6th member of the Samosa Caucus, the informal name for the group of Indian-American lawmakers. And with that, we end this news bulletin.